myself. Could it be just the wind?
And oh, it just kills me. While I'm alive, I can't be the and I see heaven.
I think we'll be together forever for us. Till death do us part, doesn't matter. I know we'll be together forever for us.
Till death do us part,
doesn't matter. I know
our ghostly love. I'm here, you're above. Please put your ghostly tongue in my mouth and move it all around and
compared by men, they have so many advantages, capabilities of getting things for
ghosts
me.
Ghosts are helpless, they're available when you're in the mood.
And ghosts are never jerks, cause jerkiness leaves me dice, they can't be rude.
That's been all my time,
it's just me and my ghost guys.
And spooky lovey-dovey claws.
Ain't no more mortal men come be no ghost
experience.
Good evening, ladies and gents. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. There's some spooky sounds going on out there over the airwaves. I'm Alana Medlock, your host. This is There There, a monthly broadcast celebrating performance and performance sounds in its many manifestations. It is the home stretch, the beginning of the home stretch of our fall pledge drive. And I have a very special guest here in the studio tonight. I'm very happy to introduce Sam Sebrin, who's here.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Alana.
Hi, Sam.
I'm so psyched to be here with you. This is going to be great.
Yes, I know. Sam came properly attired with a very nice green wig. Does it have a name or special character or anything, or it's just
No, I just decided it was green hair day.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. It's a rainy day, you know. That's good for green hair.
Yeah, it's like fluorescent green.
It looks very good. Well, the very first thing that I need to tell all of you kind listeners out there is that it's our pledge drive, and if you are ready right now to make a donation, you can go online at wgxc.org/donate. You can give at any amount. You can sign up to be a monthly sustaining supporter. And you can also call the pledge line at any time, which is 518-697-7400, or go to the website at wgxc.org /donate. Our goal for this pledge drive is to sign up 50 new sustaining supporters, and we've actually made quite a bit of progress towards that goal, which is great. We're on our way to eventually becoming fully sustainable and not needing to do regular pledge drives, because our monthly sustaining support will cover our basic operating costs, including our tower, which is a big expense for the FM signal.
Yes, and keeping that FM signal, in my opinion, is crucial to one of the many things, but a primary thing that makes this station so unique. And also, you know, in this era of media consolidation and many communities losing media, to have terrestrial radio on our dial that emphasizes such community engagement and experimentation as this station is just, it's just an incredible resource that we have in this area, and we're just so fortunate to have it. And so yeah, like you were saying, like, we love sustaining supporters.
Yes.
Right now, particularly if you can do that, you know, it's really easy. Just to, if you can give possibly $10 a month, if you can do more, great, of course, but you could do as little as $5 a month even, but it all adds up and really, really helps us to become, well, for one thing, not doing pledge drives at some point, hopefully, would be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure, you know, everybody would you know, have a nice celebration about reaching that milestone, you know.
And it's like, you know, it's like you're investing in your community, really, when you become a sustaining donor here. So, you know, you could think of it like that, like it's just investing in a resource that we have here that we didn't used to have here. And yeah, so call, go online. It's super easy and you will feel amazing.
It's true. You will. And, you know, you can always down the road, if you need, want to sign up to be a sustaining supporter now, and, you know, a month or two from now, your finances change, or you're feeling like, oh, I could give more now, or, oh, you know, I really need to cut it back, or just do a, you know, one-time thing for, you know, in the future, you can always do that. You're able to log in yourself and change that. So it's very easy to update. You're not stuck in anything. You know, there's no, like, it's not like the cell phones. It's not like 2-year contract, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
you're in the driver's seat. It's your decision.
Yeah.
And we're incredibly grateful for all the people who've given so far and have
totally
either upped their current level or added a new sustaining subscription.
We're like halfway to our goal.
Yeah, that's what I understand. I didn't want to give any false information or fake news over the internet, I mean, over the airwaves, but I think that's what I heard.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where we are exactly at this moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we're over halfway.
So come on, you guys. Give us a call. 518-697-7400. Jump in here and help us out.
Yeah, and we've got this pledge drive goes until Halloween, which is why we're doing a Halloween-themed show, because this is the Sunday before Halloween. It's the season.
Mm.
It's the hour. It's the time, the spooky time.
And my favorite.
I was going to say, if you're like me, it's one of your favorite times of year. Not for everyone, you know.
Yeah.
But if you are, then and you're feeling celebratory, put on a costume and donate to WGXC. You can go to WGXC.org, and it would make us very happy.
Yes, yes, yes. So, yeah, Alana, so this is my first time being on your show.
I know. I'm so excited. And I've been hoping this would happen for quite a while, you know.
I know, finally.
I've been like kind of dreaming that this would happen.
Yeah, cool.
And it's nice that it's like kind of a spooky, dark, rainy night too.
It's perfect. Yeah. And like, I don't know what that first song was you played, but that was like kind of ghosty sexy.
Yeah, I was trying to kick it off with a little fun. That was called Ghost Song, and it was by a band called Best Friends Forever from Minneapolis. That recording was from 2007 from an album called Romance Conflict Adventure, which I think is a pretty great title.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure what the status is of that band now, because I was looking online and trying to find out what, you know, are they still doing stuff? And I haven't seen anything online since like 2016.
Uh-oh, I hope they're still best friends.
So I don't know. But, you know, we can celebrate the moment that they were.
Yeah,
know,
totally.
Ghosty. And so we've got some other recordings and stuff. We're going to, you know, we've got some spooky sound effects. We've got some recordings. Do you have anything that you would like to play right now? I've got, actually, you know what I was thinking is we should do a song that I play every year if I can, because it's just one of my favorites.
Yes.
Many, many people know it.
Yes.
But it's by The Shags.
Oh my God, love
Here
The Shags. Here
we go.
Why, even Dracula will be there.
It's time for games, it's time for fun. Not for just one, but for everyone. The Jack-o'-lanterns are all lit up. All the dummies are made and stuff. By just looking, you will see. It's the time of year again. It's Halloween, it's Halloween. All the kids are out in their way, but when it's over and they can all live on, they wish that Halloween had just begun.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Yay.
Oh, my God. I try to imagine, like, if you transcribe the Shags music to try to play it. I mean, there's just something so perfectly, wonderfully off about it that
yes.
I don't think you can recreate it, really.
Well, I wonder if anyone, I mean, I would think that, you know, a music nerd somewhere or a really skilled composer somewhere might have transcribed. I mean, is there sheet music for that?
I think someone has yeah. done it, yeah.
I think it's probably incredibly difficult to reproduce.
It's never going to be the same.
Yeah, because it's also just the spirit of who they were
yeah.
in the time they were doing it. And you know.
Their voices and everything.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, the last time I saw you, we were watching a play about the Shags.
Totally,
yes.
In Catskill,
yeah.
the Shags musical.
Yeah, that was at the Bridge Street Theater. And that was pretty awesome to see them, you know, being represented in the popular culture
yeah.
of our region.
Incredible. So that's that play, sort of what I thought was interesting was how it focused on their life building up to the music, really.
Yeah, it was really focused on the biography and the family dynamics. And
mm-hmm.
I really thought the girls who played, I mean, the whole cast was really good, but I was really blown away by the three main girls who played the sisters.
Oh my God, they were so incredible.
Really, really incredible.
So talented.
Talented performers, yeah. Like, it was just
great
really
singers.
Awesome. Yeah.
And actors and just amazing local talent
yeah.
from Catskill High School.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Were they
incorporated
all
into, you know, working with other actors in that production who were professionals. So,
yeah, yeah.
I love that factor of how it integrated community in that production.
Absolutely.
And local musicians playing.
Totally. If you're just tuning in, we're listening to WGXC. We're in the middle of our pledge drive, our fall pledge drive, and we're building up our sustaining supporter base. If you'd like to make a donation, you can go to wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400 and go to wgxc.org. We were just talking about the Shags. I just played It's Halloween, my favorite Halloween song. I play it every year if I can. But yeah, Sam, my guest Sam Siebert, and I happened to be at the same performance of the Shags musical at the Bridge Street Theater. And, you know, that's another local institution that has come on the station quite a bit. And, mm-hmm. you know, they've talked about stuff that they're doing. They'll talk about their season. You know, we've had some of our afternoon and morning magazine shows. We'll interview local artists, local business owners, local, you know, people who are running nonprofits who will come and talk about what they're doing, and local politicians. And that's one of the big things that WGXC has to offer the community. And there's really a feedback loop from like the station to the community and back. You know, the fact that we get to learn about all this cool stuff that's going on here at the station, and then people, you know, from the community get an opportunity to share what they're doing with other people, and, you know, they're and like have the experience of being on the radio. And, you know, there's so much value to what this station brings to the area.
Yeah,
you know? And that's
so
why
many
it needs to continue.
Yeah,
it needs to continue.
Yes.
And we need to stay on FM.
Yes. So I just love the magic of, you know, like this evening riding over here in my car, and you just turn on your radio and there it is.
Yes.
90.7 FM. And so right now we are facing, you know, the tower issue.
Yeah.
Here at the station. So your support is greatly needed so that we can keep this terrestrial radio going.
Absolutely, because it's not the same to just be web-based. It's really not the same in terms of how it reaches people and the actual experience of turning on your radio and, you know, the connection to that history.
It makes a huge difference, I tell you, Alana, because, like, you know, I've been around here, gosh, I think it might be over 10 years now, because I got involved with the station before it was even on the air. And a lot of people don't probably, you know, new listeners don't realize that once upon a time, how one of the beginning stages was, we started out just broadcasting online.
Right.
And there was just a few programs that started out doing that. I think Dan Bunny's program was on there, and then a few more programs. I was on there with my friend Christina Malisoff in the early stages of that program, Tell It Like It Is. And, you know, it was exciting, but I can tell you for a fact that it was not the same as having it on the dial.
Right, and there was a lot of work and community organizing that went into getting the whole FM station off the ground, and there was a big barn raising,
right? The barn raising.
That was before my time, but, you know, it was a huge community
effort
mm-hmm. to get the station onto FM.
Yes.
And it's really meaningful to this community.
Yeah.
And to the people, especially people like you who've been around with the station since the beginning. You know?
And, you know, you think about it, like, there's a lot of people who still depend on an actual radio that they might have in their kitchen or, you know, in their car, like I was saying. So
yeah.
There's people who maybe, you know, don't in our communities who aren't listening on their phones or whatnot, you know, digital versions.
Oh, yeah.
Even though that's a great new thing that we have is the app for the station.
Yes, that is really cool.
Tell
us about the app, Sam. What's the app?
You know, you could probably speak to that better than me.
Okay. Well, I'm an iPhone. I don't know if you're an iPhone user. I'm an iPhone user, and I have the Wavefarm app on my iPhone. You can search for it. There will eventually, I believe, be one for Android as well, but right now it's just iPhone, and you can search for WGXC or Wavefarm, and it pulls up. Not only can you stream any show that's happening at the time live, you know, the live stream or any of the other live wave farm streams like the Pond Station or Transmission Arts wave farm radio stream.
Weather Warlock.
Hey, let's hear it right now. Let's see if I
weather
have
warlock.
Thing.
Let's There's see so what many. What's happening in the weather world.
I just
world.
Have to have the right thing. Yeah, it's
nice.
Taking it up a notch.
Wait, let's see if I can do something with that while we're here.
Yeah. This is the Weather Warlock is one of the waveform streams that you can listen to through the app or on the website. And this is an installation created by the artist. I'm having a mental block. Can you help me?
Quintron.
Sorry, Quintron. It's a synthesizer that's played by the weather and humans. And this kind of innovation you don't see on any other community radio that I've encountered. So if you want to support WGXC right now, go to wgxc.org/donate. Do it for us. Or call 518-697-7400 or wgxc.org/donate.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure there's no other station in the country, actually. Not even just locally or in New York, but in the whole country where you could hear the Weather Warlock device right now capturing the sounds of the rain through Quintron's brilliant creation.
It's really beautiful. And if you're interested in learning more about this piece and some of the other pieces and installations on the Wave Farm property, you can go to wavefarm.org or wgxc.org and learn more about the organization and the artist residency program. WGXC Community Radio is one of the main programs of Wave Farm. There's also a grant program through the state. There's a residency program. There's a transmission art archive. So there's so much going on. And having this FM platform to share some of these experimental sounds and you know, really unusual programming that you don't hear anywhere else or very few other places around the country is just a huge, huge benefit. And you know, for people who are less focused on experimental sounds, there's so much public affairs stuff that we're covering as well.
Oh yeah, and just
news.
The local news, which is sort of an aggregate mixture with, you know, news that we produce here, that's happening on a more micro local level of stories than you're going to hear on, let's say, your NPR station or elsewhere on your dial. So the fact that we've, and this news program here has really developed so,
oh yeah,
so much, you know, thanks to Tom and Len and Phil and,
yep,
you know, and other people,
contributors,
and, yeah, all the contributors, and it's just like a fantastic community resource in itself, just the local news.
Yeah, and actually your participation in the station, I feel like Sam is a really nice example of the huge variety of how people can get involved, because, you know, I know you host two different shows on the station, and
mm-hmm.
one of them, Nothing Is Real Radio Hour,
mm-hmm.
you know, is a focus primarily on transmission arts and experimental sounds
mm-hmm.
and stuff. And then I've also seen you or heard you cover local elections in Athens where you live, you know, as a news reporter, basically, you
mm-hmm.
know, giving dispatches from the polling, or, you know, covering some of that, or other kinds of actions that are going on.
Sort of community reporter guy, which anybody can do, really. I mean, you could report in from something that's happening in your community. It's just a matter of doing it and utilizing the resource here.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, like I just kind of jumped in the fold because there was a mixture of things I wanted people to hear about. Like, you know, I worked really hard on the issue of fracking and getting the fracking ban
mm-hmm.
Don here in New York State. And so there was a lot of actions that were happening in Albany, and I was at those actions. And so I was like, hey, I might as well report on this and record this. And
yeah.
And then the station was able to play all that and report on it. And, you know, also in the early stages of the station, I did a lot of like town recording, where I would go out to concerts that were happening and record the concerts. Which, of course, the musicians loved, and then, you know, gave more exposure to them, plus added to the dimensions of sound that we're broadcasting.
And now we have, you know, broadcast partners, and you can stream them. Sometimes it's broadcast live, but you can also, we have some broadcast streams that are, you can listen to through the website or through the app. Avalon Lounge is a new venue in Catskill, and
mm-hmm.
they are doing all kinds of performances and DJs, parties, and
mm-hmm.
they are one of our broadcast partners, so we air a lot of their live shows, you know, mm-hmm. through our streams. And that's just another really great resource to get, you know, if someone can't make that show, but they turn on the radio and they discover, oh, this interesting band that's coming through town, you know, is playing. And
mm-hmm.
it's just, you know, exposure, you know, both for people to hear it and for people making the work to get it out there is really helpful.
There's
you
know? So many resources here. I mean, I don't think we have time to talk about it all.
I know. We could just go on and on and on. But while we're chatting it up, why don't you go to your computer and go to wgxc.org/donate.
Don't even wait another second.
Just do it right now. The G is for green, if you're curious. The G is for Green County, and the C is for Columbia County. That's why it's WGXC.
Yep. That makes it easy to remember.
Yep. And the FM signal actually does reach into some other counties too, into the edge of the Berkshires and up into the bottom of Albany County, Rensselaer County.
I've had it go so far, amazingly
really?
Far, like going east on 90. On the Mass Pike.
Oh, really? That's great.
And it's gone like way into Massachusetts.
Really?
And
I've never tried that. Awesome.
I've been in Pittsfield with the station on, and I'm in downtown Pittsfield, and it's still like loud and clear.
That's fantastic.
This is also another reason to have the tower and to have terrestrial
yes.
version of the station, because it's we're a full power station,
yes,
which is very uncommon for community radio.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, and for you know some folks, one of the things I was going to say earlier when we were talking about digital and stuff is, you know, so much, you know, it's great to be able to listen to stuff digitally and to
mm-hmm.
be able to curate, you know, your own choices about what you want to listen to. But there's also something about the process of just turning something on and just checking out what's there, and it's a
surprise.
Very different mental very different mental spooky trick or treat.
Yeah,
it's a different process to get in your car and just turn on, let's see what's on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that, you know, I really value, you know.
I love that. Yeah.
I think it might be time to play a track.
Well,
you want to play one of the records that you brought?
I brought some old 80s vinyl, some of which was laid on me by my dear and departed, rest in peace, friend, DJ Alex, who used to be at the bottle shop liquor store in Catskill.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so awesome. And so she laid some vinyl on me. And I brought some of that in because she also, like, one of her favorite things was Halloween.
Oh,
and,
so we can do this in honor of DJ Alex.
Yeah, I just thought that would be kind of a cool thing to throw in the mix. And
that sounds great.
You know, I don't know if people are... Should we go with the Bauhaus one?
Yeah.
And then
we're just hitting our favorites, you know.
Yeah,
we'll get into the more obscure stuff later.
I got some other more obscurities,
but
you know, it's just such a classic for Halloween.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's a personal favorite of mine.
Okay.
So.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't
yeah.
even know that.
Oh yeah, I like the there's a new Velvogue cover of it that I really love too.
Oh,
which
wow.
I should like pull up. We can play them back to back, but maybe we don't need to right now. But anyway,
okay.
But yeah, play your
all right,
version.
Let's,
I'll
so,
give you
yeah.
a moment while you're getting that set up. I'm just gonna, oh, you have it ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
You got it ready to go?
Give them the info.
But yeah, if you want to make a donation, we're in the middle of our pledge drive. We're trying to get 50 new sustaining supporters to help us reach our goal of being fully sustainable, and we've already got more than half, so we're getting there. So now is the time. Call 518-697-7400 or go to wgxc.org/donate and become a sustaining supporter at any level or make a one-time donation. Now is the time.
Yes. Okay.
Halloweeny time.
Bela Lugosi's dead.
The bats have left the bell tower. The victims have been bled. Red velvet lines, the black box. Bela Lugosi is dead. Bela Lugosi is dead. Bela Lugosi is dead.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill.
And they're there.
And they're there. This is a monthly program celebrating all manner of performance and performance sounds. I'm Alana, your host, and my very special guest in the studio this month is Sam Sebrin. He is a multidisciplinary artist, musician, and resident of Athens, and he also has a longtime radio host on WGXC.
Yes, and love doing all that stuff.
Thanks for being here, Sam.
Oh, man, it's my honor. Yeah,
it's so much
fun. Yeah.
You know what I was thinking, actually? I don't want to spend too much time on this. Before I say anything else, if you're ready to make a donation, this is a pledge drive show. We are getting really close to making our goal of 50 new sustaining supporters for the station, which are essential for us to meet that goal in order to keep our FM radio tower.
Yes.
Rental.
That's the crucial message now.
Yeah, we absolutely need it. It's not an optional situation.
Yeah.
And that's what we're all working towards, getting those extra supporters signed up. And at any level, $5, $10 a month. You can do it at any level. You can do a one-time donation at wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400, wgxc.org/donate. And but what I was going to say is, you know, this show is very, very loosely about performance. And I don't really spend a lot of time talking about, well, what does that mean? What is performance?
Mm.
And, you know, you've done a lot. You've worked, you know, you've used performance as a medium in some of the work that you've done. And I'm mm-hmm. just curious, it's a sort of a goofy question, but what do you, if someone asked you, like, I don't understand what you mean, what's performance? What would you say?
Wow. That's a complicated question, actually, because in some ways I would say that, like, today I was at my job and that was a type of performance.
Yeah, that's true.
But in my creative discipline, it can take many forms. It can take the form of, you know, something more traditional that involves music and theatrics on a stage in front of a bunch of people. It could also be things that I do that are more like interventions that I will randomly do out in public,
mm-hmm.
Unsanctioned, and just see what happens. And it's very off the cuff and you know, spontaneous.
Right.
So, you know, I think other things take the form of performance, maybe even like when I'm making a video and the equipment I'm using is almost a performance in itself, to toggle back and forth between different screens and things I'm using to record
mm-hmm.
with.
Yeah.
You know, you could almost say that painting, you know, I also make paintings. So like you could almost say that painting is a performance, even if you're alone doing it, but
yeah.
I
do think of, like, on some essential element is there's a human being doing an activity that has a time-based element to it. So
mm-hmm.
there's a starting and a stopping. I mean, mm-hmm. you could record it and edit it and, you know, rebroadcast it in some other form, you know, like a film or, you know, something, mm-hmm. a video. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, legitimate as well. But there's still some point in the process where it's a human being doing an activity that has a beginning and an end, mm-hmm. as opposed to something that's more static. Where the act, I mean, you can get so philosophical with it, because like if I go and look at a piece of art in a gallery, maybe the performance is what's happening in my head and how I'm, what I'm imagining, and you know, so you could certainly define it in all kinds of ways.
Yeah.
But that's something that interests me about performance, is that there's so many different ways that you can look at things as performance.
I think, like, you know, it also comes back to a certain level of engagement with a public.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is part that can become more satisfying as an artist. Like, because, yeah, I was just talking with someone about this today. Like, just holding up in my studio and working on stuff is great and productive. But at a certain point, I miss that interaction with other people.
Yeah.
And sometimes it could just be having a conversation.
Yeah, it can feel like a performance.
Almost like we're doing right now.
Well, we are on the radio. I guess we're performing.
Yeah, also, so that counts.
I have this.
Ooh, nice.
That was a 3-second sound performance.
But yeah, no, so like I kind of thought, speaking of performance, like I don't know if that song Bela Lugosi's Dead is already almost cliche. I don't really think so, but that was, Bauhaus was such a very, you know, their performances were so integral to what they were all about.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was appropriate for your show.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there was, I was saying, there's a cover I really like of that song by the band The Nouvelle Vague, which is very different, has a very different feel to it, but I like it. I mean, it's very recognizable as a song, but it's got a different, just kind of a different vibe.
Oh, cool. I'll
but
have to check
I,
that.
I like it a lot. So yeah, so this is our pledge drive. You're listening to WGXC. We're broadcasting live from the ACRA studio near Caro, New York.
Oh, it's so cool to be here. That's another thing too, Alana. Like, what stations have studios across two counties that are connected?
That's true, by the Rip Van Winkle Bridge.
Oh my God.
It's all the spirit of Rip Van Winkle that's bringing it all together, really.
Okay.
That's why he was on one of our bumper stickers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're
And you can get a bumper sticker?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, if you make a donation, you can request... when you get your confirmation, you can, if you do it by email, you can email back a request to get a bumper sticker.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to wgxc.org/donate. You could do that right now and sign up to be a sustaining supporter. It's a great way to support the station. You don't have to give a lot. You could sign up for $5, $10, $100, $300, whatever, you know, feels appropriate to you that you can manage. And it's, you know, it's like a subscription. It's, you know, so many other things that we value, we're used to paying a monthly fee for.
Mm-hmm.
And this is totally, you know, optional, but it's really the same thing. And I feel like it's worth it. You know, I pay a monthly fee for certain news, you know, publications that, you know, that I think it's really valuable to get, you know, what they're offering. And
yeah, or and entertainment, like with Netflix or whatever. Yeah. Like, so if you enjoy, like, the entertainment factor of what the station provides.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's just another subscription that's even more important because it's a local support that you're giving.
Yeah, and all the people who are involved. I mean, there's like, I don't know how many current active programmers there are right now. There's always kind of a flow in and out, but there's probably at least 75 or 80 active programmers right now, I would guess.
Incredible.
Kids, student. There's a bunch of, by the way, there's a bunch of new, really interesting shows mm-hmm. that have just come on the schedule recently that I definitely encourage folks to check out. Go to WGXC.org. You can check out the schedule. There's also a link where you can see the full broadcast schedule. Mm-hmm. And there's like some great new youth programming going on. There's even something in there talking about it, but I have to, it'll take me a minute to find it. The list. There's all kinds of new programs, new music programs, I know there's a new gardeners program with like expert, like master gardeners, which sounds really interesting.
Oh yeah, so here's some of the list of new things right here. So yeah. Algorithm as Ritual. Wow.
Whoa.
I'm liking that title.
Yeah, what's that about?
A monthly show that aims to expand the musical tastes of listeners through the use of creative coding and serendipity.
So it's like science and magic.
Yeah, okay, cool. Bells, Bugs, Whispers, and Punks. Oh, no, I'm sorry, and Plinks.
You're just I'm trying sorry. To get some punks in there.
I was at a punk show last night that was incredible, so I have like punk on the
wow.
brain.
Wow. Wait, don't but, I want you to keep reading that, but can you tell me where the, what the punk show was? Is it something you can talk about publicly?
Oh, yeah. It was a really cool show at the Fahrenheit 451 house in Catskill.
Uh-huh.
My good friend Peter Head and his band Pitchfork Militia played. Another friend, Connor. It was a record release party for a local band called the Pom Pom Girls, which was like blew my mind. It was
wow,
so good.
I like the name.
Phantom Sleaze is one of my favorite local punk bands, and they played there. Yeah.
That's
so
great. Do they have a website? If you want to like find out what's going on. I know they don't have like a regular schedule. They just have special events kind
mm-hmm,
of stuff.
It's very special events. Yeah, you could look up. I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah, you could probably Google Fahrenheit 451 House Catskill and find some information.
Yeah, totally.
That's cool. But anyway.
But anyway,
I digress.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
We're talking about all the great new WGXC programming.
Yeah, and all of the different community engagement. Clubhouse Radio is. I love this one. I just caught this the other day. A weekly dose of music appreciation, wordsmithing, and community journalism filtered through the minds and voices of the youth clubhouses of Columbia Green, broadcasting out of their clubhouse in Catskill. So that's one of the new youth programs you were talking about earlier.
Yeah. That's so cool that there's a clubhouse in Catskill. I love it.
Yeah, and Digging In with Master Gardeners, I think is the one you were mentioning. Monthly feature about gardening issues. So relative and pertinent to
yes.
our listening area.
Absolutely. Which is why you should support WGXC and go right now to WGXC.org/donate. Make a donation. Sign up to be a sustaining supporter. You can do it. Do it for us.
Yes.
You can do it. Do it for the Master Gardeners and the Kids Clubhouse in Catskill.
Yeah.
Help this. You know, it means so much, especially to young people who are just, you know, exploring different ways of expressing themselves. Like, what an amazing opportunity to be able to have a radio show and, you know, not, you know, it's not pay to play. Like, they just, you know, they get, they make an application, they get a, you know, opportunity, and they get some training, and then they get to do it, you know. And
yeah.
It's such a cool thing.
And learn about radio.
Yeah.
And
so
how it works and producing shows and who knows, like, where those kids will go.
Absolutely. Who knows where I will go. I mean, I learned, I came to this station before I was staff member. I was a volunteer, and now I'm volunteer again. But when I started, I had, like, almost no radio experience. I'd been on the radio, like, a couple times as a guest of a show, but never, you know. And I've learned so much just in a couple years, you know, like 2 or 3 years. And
so
it's changed
cool.
my life, you know, and that's, you know, means a lot to me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's you awesome.
Know? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a journey. So that's another reason why people need to support, call or go online right now and support the station, because it's really like joining this big huge family too, right? Like,
it's true,
that's how you and I met, through radio.
It's
and
true.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, how many people have you met? And, you know, same here, just through the station,
through
and
this community,
and also learning about other sort of micro communities in our area.
Absolutely. And you know, people who are interested or listening are interested in getting involved, you can go to the website. There's lots of ways to participate. Check it out, WGXC.org. Mm-hmm. You know, we're getting time. We still have a little time, but
oh,
we're
wow.
creeping up towards the end of the hour. And I just wanted
oh
to
God.
Let everyone know that Tony Fallon. Yes.
Yeah.
I just was afraid I said Jimmy Fallon. because he's from Saugerties, where I live. Right
oh,
now.
Yeah.
So I get confused sometimes. Tony Fallon, who host of the Irish show, will be on at 8 o'clock in about 7 minutes. So he'll be on. He's been doing his show for many years. He'll tell you more about the Pledge Drive, and he has a following here.
Yep, Tony's been here since going back to the barn raising, and
yes,
you know, one of the early folks.
Yep, so he's got a big following, and on the other side of the Atlantic as well, a whole bunch of people in Ireland who tune into his show either live or in the archive after the fact.
That's incredible.
So that's, you know, more of the great programming that we have on WGXC. So I'm trying to think, Sam, what are we going to do for our last recording? I have all this stuff.
I know, really. Like, I brought all this vinyl.
Oh, you know what? We should do your... So you're involved with a compilation. Can you talk just briefly about what that Halloween-y compilation is?
Oh, yeah. So this just came out a week or two ago. Really cool compilation for Halloween, you guys, called Do the Fright Thing, volume 7 of the series that my friend Shane Sanchez has been putting out for several years now, out of Saratoga and Albany and Troy environs, where he also has a bunch of different bands and also book shows for bands, but puts out a lot of recorded material under his moniker of Super Dark Collective. So yeah, you can just go to look up Super Dark Collective, and this is on Bandcamp, called Do the Fright Thing. And I actually have a I didn't even know he, I was so thankful to Shane, like Rock On Shane, for including one of my pieces on the compilation by one of my projects called Bird Perverts, and it's a tune called Zombification.
Yeah, and that's what I think we're gonna go out on. If you're curious about this, it's can be found at dothefrightthing.bandcamp.com. So we're going to check
great
out.
Great one for Halloween, y'all.
Yep. And they have it for different years, too. So this isn't even the first. But we're gonna check out Sam's contribution, Bird. And you had a partner on that track.
Yeah, that was with my good friend Gary Zeroli, amazing musician. He's doing vocals on this, and we're both playing different multiple instruments on this.
Cool. And the track is called Zombification, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. So thank you so much, Sam, for joining me this hour. It's been
that
so much
so
fun.
Oh my God.
Such a treat for you to be here. And
thank you.
Everyone out there listening, go to your computer or your phone.
Come on, y'all. We got to do this.
518-697-7400. 518-697-7400, or go to WGXC.org. Help us reach our goal. We need it. We really need it. That's WGXC.org/donate.
Keep the tower towering.
Yes. Thanks so much. Here's Bird Perverts with Zombification.
Thanks, Alana.